Matt Damon. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. I feel like I've done this before. My name is Jay. I am your faithful host on this Friday afternoon. And next to me, over here on this beautiful side, this bright, beautiful fella, he's Dan. Dan the man. He is also a part-time mental health worker today. Pretty much all this week, he's been a part-time mental, maybe full-time, depends. But, you know, we're making it through. We're happy to be here with everybody and a couple of our dearest friends of Exotica and everything that we do. We've known for a decade, probably. What's up, Dan? How's it going?
What's up, dude? You know, it's been the week from hell.
I kind of feel like every week gets progressively worse. Is that how...
This is a week of Exotica TV. This is number 30.
But you know what, Dan? More importantly, you know what this week is? This was the fucking week. We should have opened the doors 2 minutes ago to Exotica, New Jersey.
I'm wearing my New Jersey State Trooper shirt because it should have been Exotica, New Jersey.
How much of a bummer, man. I didn't even realize it. I was putting something into my calendar and had to move over this Exotica, New Jersey date. I'm fucking bummed, man. It's been 12 years since we haven't done an Exotica New Jersey in a year. And it hits me. It sucks, man. It really does.
It's not good.
It's, you know what? But at least we have each other, Dan.
I know, but I just realized, dude, I haven't actually seen you since this whole thing started.
Really?
Since I met you, this is the longest we've ever been apart, Jay.
Oh, man. Hold me, Dan. Hold me.
Even though it seems like we're not apart, but we are.
If only I had queued up like a bad, like, you know, 80s sitcom song or something. Yeah, man, it's been a while and it's a bummer. But you know what? Wait a second. I got a little surprise for you, Dan. You ready for this?
Uh-oh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So here's what I got. You ready? I gotta take my headphones off for this.
Okay. Dude, look at that. I obviously don't have mine.
Now I can hear you. I got my Mr. Zilla t-shirt. My Fang Ling Lee Mr. Zilla t-shirt. It came in today. Finally.
Look at you. You're disappearing, but I see it.
What do you mean? Well, that's you're just looking at it in the wrong way. I got a different camera on me, you know, because I got a big rig here. So pretty excited to finally see these things in real life. I knew they looked great. They look even better than I thought they did. We'll spare everybody the huge spiel. But check out Mr. Zilla. See, it's right here. Mr. Zilla. MrZilla.com.
MrZilla.com. Or at Mr. Zilla.
And everything. You know, we have a 20% promo code you'll see scrolling on the bottom of the screen. 20% off everything on the website. You know, check it out during the... You know, and by the way, if you like, you know, show us, like, you know, tweet us or hit us up in the comments through this and show us that you had bought a t-shirt, we might have something special for you. We might. We might not. Might. But we might. Might. You know, so we'll see how that goes. Anyways, so, you know, that's it, man. Mr. Zilla, until Exotica's back, we, you know, deal with our little Jesus-y looking man. And other than that, you know, I'm ready to go.
I know. Well, I think that's the perfect segue, Jay, to introduce our guest. What do you think?
Jesus.
Jesus? Jesus is the perfect Jesus? Segue to introduce
Hello?
Our guest. So, anyway, so we have two very lovely ladies, friends of the show. And by the show, I mean Exotica, not of Exotica TV, because we don't have any friends with Exotica TV, really, or do we?
No, not really. It's almost like a family member at this point. It's been long.
We made $88 from this, so
we'll get into that.
So our two guesses: one is the artist that created the shirt, the art on the shirt that Jay is wearing. I should say,
such a beautiful shirt.
A good friend of the show. If anybody's ever been to Exotica, they've seen her work there, Fang Ling Lee, and the one, the only. The legend, the awesome, I can't think of any more adjectives, but
very bendy. She's very bendy.
Very bendy. Very once known as the strongest woman in porn, the one and only Stoya. What's up, ladies?
What's up, everybody?
So this is like
a family reunion.
All done. It is a family reunion.
It really is.
Stoya. So Stoya first started doing the show in Miami Beach.
Way back in the day. I don't even know what the first show was.
It was her first year. I know what it was. It was her, what was your first year in the business, Doy? What year was that?
I signed with Digital in the middle of 2007, and my first Exotica was New Jersey, the one that was supposed to be New York,
2008.
And then the venue changed last minute.
I thought it was Miami, I think, was your first one.
No.
Wrong? Wrong.
I remember.
No, you could be right.
I think I am, because here's my memory of it. Ready, Stoya? So we were down in Miami in South Beach. And your old publicist, Adela from Digital Playground, said, okay, you know, watch Stoya, make sure, you know, she hasn't done any of these things yet. And, you know, just make sure. So, yeah, we just got to talking and, you know, found out, you know, we actually, you know, liked each other. Like we do.
You like each other, but you don't really like other people. You guys are like exactly the same
exactly.
people right there.
Right. So.
Yeah.
And we went to, we went to a Rite Aid. Oh, did we just lose her? Did she just freeze?
No, she's just a little frozen. No, she's back. No, we're good.
Oh, there you're back. And we're back. We went to a Rite Aid or some kind of store in South Beach on Collins Ave, and we're just sitting there and
Walgreens.
I think it was a Walgreens.
It is.
And we're just like talking. There was like a huge line in there, and we're just talking about whatever. And like Stoya has zero filter, always has.
We've learned that,
and always will. So she's talking about anal. She's talking about all this. And these people are just looking at us like, what?
By the way, it's Miami Beach. Ain't nobody surprised. You know, it's not
there were people actually surprised there.
Okay. They were obviously out-of-towners. Yeah.
That was, and from there, I think we were...
Fast friends.
You know, instant friends. Fast friends.
That's right.
So our distaste for other people and our...
And your love for anal.
I'm not really an anal fan.
He's a hell of a catcher. Anyways, so and then I'm gonna move right on to the Ling side of it, which I think was probably right around the same time, 2007-ish, eight. No,
it was,
you know what? I know your first show was the same as Stoya's show, was Exotica New Jersey 2008.
False.
Miami?
It was Miami.
And then you came to Jersey.
I came to Jersey. I wrote a letter to the mayor of Secaucus.
oh my God. 2008 was so ridiculous. I remember because I thought it was New Jersey because that was the first Ling painting that I got. So I still remember that one sitting behind registration.
You know when the first Ling painting I got was, Jay?
Never, Dan.
Never.
What in the hell?
That's right.
There's a waiting list.
Oh, trust me.
How long do I gotta fucking wait?
I'm back on the waiting list. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm actually going to kidnap Ling. I have a wall in my house made specifically for a piece for her. And one of these days, I'm literally gonna have to like drive down to Florida, put her in her little like weird rape van, and drive her right back up here because that's, you know.
We've upgraded, you know.
Have you?
We have a new van, and his name is Hank. And he's blue, and he has a rack, and there's all these
sweet
things.
Rack, bro.
Two ACs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Two ACs. Do you have one? Do you have a hole cut in the wall with like an air conditioner like stuck into it, or?
No, this one's actually state of the art. There's just one in the back already.
Oh, look at
and
me.
There's one in the front.
Look at you
it
guys.
Just came with it.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's very impressive.
Not a bad find on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Way to go.
Very cool.
So Stoya, where have you been? Because like last I heard, you were in Serbia. Hanging out with Borat.
Borat's not from Serbia. I don't remember where Borat's from, but it's not Serbia.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
That drops tonight, by the way.
I had some paperwork I needed to finish up in Serbia, and so once it seemed reasonable to take a plane with like a KN95 and like all those sorts of precautions, I went and handled that. But
how much different was it over there versus like once you got here? I mean, was it noticeable or?
I went sort of at the shifting point.
Okay.
So I spent the first couple of months, the first like 3 months in New York, and everything was shut down, but I was with Steve. And in Serbia, it was like Thursday afternoon to Monday morning, you couldn't leave your home.
Interesting. Like certain days?
Yeah, like a good 4 days.
Because Corona sleeps on the weekdays.
Well, it was just to like make it so people are just going out to like run their errands and like do their job if they have to. But then I went to Serbia around the time that they lifted the precautions considerably, and so did New York. So I don't, it was, you know, I can't really compare the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were you like, what were you doing over there? What was your main purpose for going to Serbia?
Well, Dan, if I wanted to tell you that, I would.
I want to know.
You spend a lot of time out of the country, right?
Yeah, I end up doing these like weird art things in Europe, and like, I don't know, they just have like a more.
Those weird art things have a way of finding you.
They do. And they have like a more like relaxed attitude about sex. Like I have artists that I work with here, but artists who are comfortable with sexuality in the US are like more of an exception.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of people who are down with the female form, but the second you make it like, then they're like, oh, this is kind of uncomfortable. And in Europe, it's just like, there's like tits everywhere. Basically.
It's like me on a Peloton bike.
I'm still waiting to see that. No, if anybody could just sneak over to freaking South Philly or wherever the fuck Jay lives.
Watch me cycling on a Peloton bike topless. You don't want to see that.
Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical fucking outfit.
Dude, listen, the heart rate monitor literally hides itself under my man tits as I'm like leaned over the thing. So like it's not anything anybody wants to see. It's like one of those, you know, videos where you watch online, you're like, oh, I should see this. You see it and you're like, I shouldn't watch that. That's what it is. Hey!
That's a big pussy. It's a big pussy.
Stoya's pussy's on the loose.
So is Serbia, I have a question. Is Serbia close to Russia? Is it like the Eastern European area?
Oh, there he is. Serbia is Balkan, which is like Southeastern Europe.
Huh. That's where Spock is from, right? Balkan?
Yes.
Balkan. It's between Italy and Greece.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually like it's kind of the same climate as New York.
It's a lot like Florida Ling. She goes out, she picks mushrooms, she does, you know, does her thing, like drives around in a van.
Foraging.
Yeah, she forages.
There are mushrooms that grow in Serbia, I've heard.
By the way, I told Ling, I'm like, oh, I'm going up to Vermont in a couple weeks. She starts sending me like rifling links at me of like, you need to be on the lookout for this mushroom. I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be snow on the ground. Like, I don't, you know.
These are my hobbies. I don't have hobbies. Okay. And I'm very passionate about it for the moment. So take it while you can until I get obsessed with the next hobby. Who knows what it is.
Dude, listen.
For those of you playing at home, by the way, and especially like some of our regulars here, you know that Jay and I are usually the more fucked up ones on here. And
speak
our guests
yourself,
are the
Dan.
Ones that are that hold together. Prior to the show, Ling not only is drinking her whiskey, which cheers to you, Ling. I have mine too. But Ling decided to introduce her to her new hobby where she eats shrooms. So Ling ate shrooms and Stoya dropped some kind of edible. There's, so this should be fun.
It's somewhat micro dosing. Am I right, Ling?
I mean, that was like at 10 a.m. Are you kidding? I have it for breakfast.
She's not going like full balls out. So, or at least for now.
I have eyelash glue like stuck to my eyelashes from set yesterday.
So what does a set look like now? Now, I mean, you're in New York. You were saying before we came on air, you have Steve Prue, our staff photographer and longtime photographer in the adult business all over the place. I mean, you guys have kind of been, you know, I don't even know how to describe you two. You're like...
They're roommates. Yeah,
no, but I mean, like, they're like conjoined twins at times. Like, and they just kind of like feed off of each other. So,
and you met Prue through Exotica. So see how everything happens? We bring people together.
That's Dan's claim.
Steve,
I'm like Chuck Woolery.
Steve and I lived together and quarantine happened and people were doing remote shoots and he started doing some remote shoots and I was like, I want to do a remote shoot. And he was like, through the wall? And I'm like, yeah, through the wall. So we did a remote shoot through the wall. And then he was like, man, it was nice to be able to come around and like tweak a light. And I was like, wait, would you want to do like a real shoot? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So we started shooting. And then I was like, it became like this sort of like fun game of like, what do I have in the apartment? So like we shot my Renfair dress.
Okay.
We shot like all these like random things that I just had like laying around. And then I started like ordering wardrobe. And then once quarantine lifted somewhat, we've been able to go to like a hotel room or a studio.
There he is. You knew he'd make an appearance. He's hiding in the background. Mom.
He's like your mom, Jay.
Meatloaf! Mom, meatloaf!
Self a latte drink.
Okay.
Steve, would you mind pouring me a shot of rock? Yeah?
Not at all.
Me too, Steve. Come on. Get on.
Yeah, Steve. Me too.
Yeah, no, one for everyone, but actually just one for me. I don't need
Or four, and Sawyer can take them all.
And Sawyer can drink them all for us.
So wash it down with the tin cure.
Yeah, no, that would take me like an hour, and we only got 38 minutes.
It's a happy hour-ish, Stoya. If you need us to, like, you know, extend it a little bit so you can get your fourth drink in, we're fine with it.
Great. You're not going to leave me in the lurch.
No, not at all. We're here for you.
Now, like, I'm just doing nude stills for OnlyFans, and so it's Steve and I, and we're already in a bubble. And
Steve's always in it. He's been in a bubble since the day I met him.
I know, and makeup artist has a mask on, or it's Olive's like drag performance burlesque circle, and we're all in a bubble together, so nobody has to wear a mask.
Wait, who's Olive? You just threw out a name there that we don't know.
Olive is,
she's the cat.
Steve's friend.
Oh, okay.
Steve's friend.
Okay.
Friend. Yeah, friend.
Yes, there you
friend.
Go. That's the quote. Friend. The quotes go well. So since we met, you know, back in whatever it was, 08, I guess, for both of us, or for all four of us, this has been the longest we've gone without seeing each other. You realize that? Like, I mean, not just Dan and I, like, although we talk to each other constantly. He calls me at 9:03 every morning. Although he hasn't been lately. He's slipping on his mental health checks. You know, it's weird. It's weird to sit here and talk to you guys and not have seen you four times over the course of the year.
I mean, I only do Exotica just so I can see you.
Because usually I find both of you guys hiding in our staff office anyways. So, like, you know.
Stoya wrapped in a fur coat with a freaking, with a coffee and in her hand. Or in Poe's room smoking weed.
Actually, because I hate sitting at the booth so deeply, I was thinking that one year I would just come with like a small briefcase bag with like a few 8x10s and some Polaroids and a couple copies of my book and just like wander.
See, that's not a bad idea. Mobile. Go mobile.
Like, I'd be like, yes. Oh, yes, I can. Okay, or would you prefer to go through Big Cartel and it'll be shipped to your home? Oh, lovely.
there's just a little like, you know, like a table tent set up like, Stoya.bigcartel.com, and you just walk away. Like, find me somewhere on the show floor.
Stoya's like,
out front smoking a cigarette in the jacket. That's
now.
Ooh, look at that!
You quit smoking?
I have 2/3 of a box of analog cigarettes that have been sitting in my desk for like over 8 months.
Good for you.
Nice.
Over 10 months. I haven't touched them since 2019.
Four years for me. Dude, 11 years for me since my daughter was born. Yep.
Got I you remember me. You used to smoke Parliaments.
Dude, I smoked anything. Literally, like, yeah, no, it was.
Yeah, but it got down to it.
Once, you know what it was like, honestly, when my wife got pregnant, like, she had, you know, dude, I didn't ever really think about it, but like, all of a sudden, she's like trying to eat healthy and like do all these things, and she's like, has this like demon child growing inside of her and doing all, you know, and like she's dealing with all this shit. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, okay, I can give up one thing, like, you know, and that was what I did. So, yeah, dude, hardest thing I ever did. I mean, quitting smoking cigarettes is the worst.
It wasn't really hard for me with the, what was it, the Chantix or whatever I used.
Oh, that shit. Like, I tried that. It gave me nightmares. I thought I was,
yeah,
I like,
me too.
I had dreams of like mass murder and like.
My life is a nightmare. So it really wasn't that hard.
Right now, they would be so proud of what I'm about to do. There was this one day where Steve and I shot Natasha Dreams in a connection episode for ZeroSpaces.com. And when she was finished with her performance, I turned to my cigarettes and I was like, I can just Juul.
There you go.
Her performance was so strong that it cured me of this addiction.
Some people, right, some people need like...
There's tears
some...
in her eyes right now. She's saying it. She's very emotional.
Dude, no,
it.
It's... Listen, there's always a... There's a turning point. Like, Dan, you said it was easy, but that's because you got to the point that it was like,
no,
I'm done.
Because I had to have surgery and they wouldn't do the fucking surgery unless I quit smoking because I would die.
That's true, too.
I would die. That's a good incentive.
Yeah, you know. Glad you didn't die, Dan.
I also went and did Exotica, New Jersey 3 weeks later with a fucking giant gash in my throat. But...
Yeah, he was also, we got him a little go-kart to go to like drive around and he fucking refused to use it. So it was like, dude, you know what? When he ripped his Achilles tendon, he rode his little go-kart, but Dan was just, you know.
That's because Ace is a little bitch, though.
We love you, Ace.
The drag queens put nails on me.
Like
what?
Like fingernails. Like
okay.
And I was like, this is amazing. And Steve was like, well, you know, it's nice to have something on the ends of your fingers because you always have boy hands. And I'm like, have you been holding on to this for 10 years? And like, I'm like, okay.
No, he has girl penis.
Dude, you know what? I actually would go with Stoya's other appendages because I've seen her like on when she would perform on stage on the ring and like the whole thing. Her feet, I feel like, could crush like small cans and whatever. Like this chick has the most powerful feet of anybody I've ever seen. Like, am I right, Stoya?
Yeah, I have pretty powerful feet. Yeah. I used to do ballet.
See?
Can you grab things with them?
I can. I can like pick things up. I used to be able to like navigate to the play button on my laptop, so I could have it like for the bed and be watching something, and then just use my foot.
I'll tell you what. You know what? From yeah, like you with all the performances and stuff that you were doing, you know, on the ring, whatever. The thing that always stuck out was like Stoya's like 0.02% body fat. So like she literally like smiles and like you see muscles flex in her.
Hold on. Dude, your biceps are like
I'm covered. But Steve started stress cooking in quarantine.
Aww. Oh, look at that. She's got a butt.
Thanks.
Oh my god. Dude.
Got it.
That's not what I've expected out of Stoya. Yo, by the way, nice job, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Yeah, I do. I try to do it every day, but it's more like every 2 or 3 days I do some sit-ups to try to like counterbalance.
Dude, that's
fucking on a Juul.
What do you say?
Juul makes them harder.
Let's get serious for a second here. So, Stoya, you mentioned something before a little bit. Zero Spaces. That's your new project, newish. So, Let's talk about ZeroSpaces.com and what you guys have been doing.
So we're coming at pornography from a multimedia perspective and also from like the, like, what does pornography really mean? It was writing about prostitutes. So like media in and around sex work, by sex workers, all that kind of stuff. And in a certain way, it's nothing new, right? Like Playboy has put words and sexy pictures next to each other for 6 decades, Tits and Sass, Spread Magazine, I'm sure there are a couple of other places that I'm blanking on, have done media about sex work by sex workers for sex workers. But what we're doing is consumer facing.
Okay.
So we have everything from like a profile on Kaya and Dora Show, who's this amazing trans sex workers rights activist who just purchased a building to provide housing for trans women of color.
Nice.
Where, in New York? Okay.
Yeah, awesome. There's actually more recently GQ did a whole profile on her. So look up that one because it talks about the building and stuff. The profile we did a couple years ago. All the way through to Hard Video. So my Around the World in 80 Ways series, Connection, which like looks at like how people keep in touch over distance using technology, which is like so topical now during COVID.
Well, and it's interesting because it goes right in line with what Stoya is like that. You know what I mean? That's what you've kind of morphed into over the years of doing this stuff. Like, I imagine it gives you a really great outlet to kind of be able to like, you know, your voice is very much in line with that.
It's great. And, you know, there was this thing, when I was first coming up as a performer, like I called it like the Highlander thing.
Okay.
Where like journalists would be like, "You're the smart one."
And it's like, there can only be one.
Yeah, it's like, well, Agent Carrara was the smart one. And I can also be the smart, and we can have more smart.
By the way, there was also Sasha was like right around, I think, your same time, right?
Joanna.
And Joanna was, you know.
And Joanna was the business. It was like the freaking Spice Girls.
But that's everybody's got to put you into your box. Well, who was Scary Spice is the question.
Yeah.
Scary Spice. Let's play this game.
It's really wonderful. Like, I remember Dan joking when I started doing the aerial performances at Exotica. Like, I was the stage going to be like the porn star talent show now. I love doing that. I love being like, hey, look at this magazine full of amazing sex workers, fantastic, sexy brains.
Yep.
Like, that brings so much joy to be like, all right, you're into me because you're into brains. Look at all these brains inhabiting gorgeous bodies, doing sexy things like consciously and intentionally. It makes me really happy. And we, at the very beginning, we're taking care to make sure to be inclusive. Like, we only have 3 issues out, but like, I know the 4th issue has April Flores, the 8th issue has Brooke House. Like, we have size inclusivity.
But you know what? That's exactly what the business itself needs. You know what I mean? Like, which is interesting because it's very similar to what Exotica is, where it's like, you know, there's something for everyone. One thing that I learned from the very first show that we did is that they're literally, you know, there's such a broad variety of what this business is, and so often it's kind of pigeonholed into that, like, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed, big boob, not worried about what you are actually thinking, but I'm worried about what you look like type of thing. And it's really been nice. And there's obviously been a seismic shift in the world in general that's like moved towards that like inclusive kind of, you know, setting. It's very underserved. It's wildly underserved as far as the adult business.
So proud of you guys a few years ago when you started doing the LGBT
show. Yeah.
Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, the LGBT portion. Yeah.
Yeah. When you added that to Exotica, like, it was like, okay, this is a step.
Yep.
And like, especially when we were going to places like Dallas, which may not have been the best idea, but we did it.
It was a great idea. Columbus, not so much. Yeah. Dallas, yes.
Yeah. But you know what's funny is it was interesting because when we first started the show, the very first show we ever did was in 2006 in Miami Beach, and there was a gay pavilion that we had created, like a section on the floor that was dedicated to gay porn and to really the LGBT community in general. And it wasn't well received, but it wasn't well received differently than what you would expect. It was, what was interesting was the LGBT community was like, no, like we've dealt with, you know, cis white men for our entire lives. I don't need to go to a sex show that now I'm surrounded by these people. What's been interesting was 10 years later, the world had changed to a point that like we were actually able to do that. And it's really, you know, it's one of the prouder things that we are of the show for sure.
Well, and then one of the things with Switch, and that Switch is our LGBT, you know, all-inclusive, I guess, for lack of a better word, initiative with the show, is we didn't segregate it to just one area of the show. Right. Like, you know, like, look, if you've ever been to our show, we have the dungeon for people, those that are into BDSM or just curious. We have Lifestyle X or Couples X, I think, now, Couples right, X, is yep. what we're calling it.
Yep. I don't know. It's been a long time.
I know if we had a show, but it's been officially been a fucking year since we've done a show.
Yes,
but anyway, so yeah, we have that. And yeah, we have the stage and the seminars and all these other things. But we took Switch, right, and put it into, you know, and it's just interspersed throughout the show. And it's LGBT-friendly companies. We've had some great exhibitors, too, with it. Groovy.com.
ABN.
You know, with that. And, you know, we've had trans performers at the shows. And it's really, really been, you know, cool. A lot of the cam companies that exhibit at the shows, like Chatterbait and
Cam4
and My Free Cams and everybody, you know, they have
butthole
LGBT-friendly, you know. Yeah, that. So this actually segues into one of our sections, and you guys will appreciate this because you know her. So for those who don't, my lovely, beautiful girlfriend, Kathy, who said to say hi to both of you. She's working right now, but somebody's got to work in this fucking relationship. but anyway, so she comes up, you know, she'll ask questions like, hey, you know, even though she's been around me for 9 years doing this thing, you know, she always has these questions.
She questions herself every goddamn day.
Why she's with me for 9 years. It's definitely not for my looks. Anyway, so
speak for yourself,
Dan. Her question was, and this is probably a better question for you, Stoya, what do you say to people when they think that porn is demeaning to women?
Oh.
Say, not slap them in the face like you've done in the past.
Okay, so, you know, you can react or you can work tactically. And so with an eye towards the latter, there's no, like, stock thing that I say other than, like, okay, tell me more.
Right.
So I can figure out specifically what they think is demeaning. And then if I have a fact that they might need to be introduced to, give them that fact. And then maybe they shift a little bit. I am so manipulative when it comes to pornography. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, okay. So you have a lot of misconceptions and we're going to get you through this.
Right.
And like, what do you think is bad about porn? Okay. Okay. Well, like there's this other kind.
It's like talking to your grandfather about Donald Trump. Like, it's like, well, you know what? I'm not going to hit you over the head with the fact that, like, you know, whatever, we're going to ease you in.
It doesn't get you anywhere.
Right. I agree.
Right.
Interesting.
What about you, Lang? What do you do when you tell your friends that you do porn?
Well, if they don't like it, they're not my friend. Clearly.
Well, it's interesting. Over the years, you kind of narrow that scope. You know, like it's like you know, it's not like you cross a whole lot of paths that, you know.
Well, when I lived in Chattanooga, it was like I knew I was in the Bible Belt. I didn't realize at the time that I was in the buckle of the Bible Belt. And just from my exhibiting, I remember I was asked to donate art to the Girls Club, like a girls organization to promote women, you know, like young girls, and to raise money. So I donated probably about like $2,000 worth of stuff. And then the organization,
which is like a painting like this big. No,
I'm just kidding. I actually was like a whole bunch of like a whole auction thing. It was like one small original, a bunch of prints, just different prices. Because I really love women and I love supporting women.
Oh, me too.
You know, one of my favorite things about being at Exotica is seeing all these strong, smart, and super talented women. You know, I feel like very akin to everybody.
Yep.
So then when I donated, they emailed me and they're like, hey, thank you so much, but can you change your biography on your website? Because I had written something about how I exhibit exclusively with Exotica. Like, could you change that? And I was like, yeah, you know what? No. And in fact, I'm going to come by and pick up all my work. And I brought my dad, my poor dad. He was just like, what? Where, me? Okay.
Dude.
Dad, come with me.
By the way, if we ever do a series on Exotica TV of any human being in the world, it would be Ling's dad. Like, I wish that I was in my office right now because I have like the most ridiculous, like, pussy moldings on my wall from Ling's dad. Like, I'm in my closet downstairs.
Ling's dad doesn't have a pussy, everybody, just so you were.
Well, no, not an actual mold, but he sculpts these things, you know.
I'm really lucky. I was raised in a Chinese household that was really open sexually.
Which
you know,
is crazy.
Like, we talked about like, it and stuff.
Which does not happen. Like,
yeah. It really
as
doesn't.
A guy married to a Chinese woman, I can guarantee you that that's not a normal thing.
He he's a really funny guy. He sings opera, you know. And
he's like a Chinese hippie guy. He's kind of,
but he's not a hippie either. He calls himself the Mad Monk. That's his artist name. Because the Mad Monk is usually like reached the highest level of monkhood. So that's why they're drunk and a little nuts. So that's kind of why he's the Mad Monk.
Those are the words that I would use to describe your dad, for sure.
Yeah. So I brought my dad with me to pick up my artwork because I was really insulted. And I made a point to be like, Dad, grab those paintings. Just to make a point that, like, this is my father with me. Like, no one is ashamed except you. And I just took out, like, I think I donated $2,500. And I was like, no, good. Goodbye. And that was probably my only, like, anytime shit like that happens, sorry. I have a knee-jerk reaction to things. I'm just like, cut you off.
I'm done. I'm done with this. Yeah, my wife
does
too.
But the people I have in my life are vast and I have an expanse group of wonderful people in my life. I have more friends than acquaintances, and I couldn't ask for more. So
she's speaking of her dad. So just to let everybody know, and I'm going to hear this part. And Jay, I didn't tell you this. I was saving it. And Stoy, you got to hear this. So, I sent out the little questionnaire thing just so we have your social media right and everything. And like, talking points. What do you want to talk about? So, Stoy, of course, sends back professionally. ZeroSpaces.com and her fleshlight, which we'll get to, and stuff like that. Ling writes, your mom. So to which I say, so hold on. So then I respond to her, like, whoa, that's not cool. My mom's dead.
I was like,
hold on. And then she's there. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was writing to Jay, and it was, I was talking about his mom, and I meant it. And then trying to get out of this fucking obvious thing. It's like my daughter trying to say, why she didn't do her homework and this whole crazy story. And
it's all this.
And I'm like, and by the way, tomorrow is the 16th anniversary of my mom's death.
Dude.
And then she's like, oh my God, yeah. I'm so sorry. And then she's there like, and I said, I'm kidding, but not really, because my mom is dead.
So, you're getting old when your mom jokes are potential triggers for other people. So you're like, aha, your mom. But then you're like, oh, his mom passed. And I was like, oh, shit, I think his mom passed already. And then I think about my mom. It's just a whole thing. So I'm too old to make your mom jokes. But it was just a quick, like, haha, your mom. And then I sent it, and I was like, oh, shit, I think it was to Dan. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Nice.
Because we all make fun of Jay's mom.
Couldn't sleep for, like, 30 minutes.
Hi, mom. I'm sure she's probably watching.
Hi, mom.
Somewhere,
so. I love your parents, by the way. Jay's parents are great. I tell people how Exotica is really a family oriented event, and they're like, what? And I'm like,
hard to describe and make people understand until they actually like show up. And I have four half sisters. And one of them,
we're very attractive, unlike Jay.
Whatever, we're not going to talk about that. Where did you come from? I have four half sisters. They're all, yes.
Wait, hold on. I'm lost here.
There's an older one, there's a set of identical twins, and then there's a younger one. Stay the fuck away from the younger one. No, we're not talking about any of this.
I didn't know there was a fourth.
Anyways, one of them, who I didn't grow up with, I was close with them. I went to like family functions and stuff, but certainly didn't grow up under the same roof. Came to Exotica in Denver when we lived out there.
That's right.
Now or when we were doing the show out there. And, you try and explain what it is to people and you try and say like, oh yeah, it's like a weird kind of dysfunctional family and like everybody knows everybody and we've been doing it for years. And until you get there and see what the fuck I'm talking about, like then all of a sudden you're like, aha, aha,
When we would do New Jersey because he worked in the area. Yeah. He would just come to the hotel and have a coffee Friday before my shift and like.
Yep. That was in Philly when we were. I met you up on Broad Street one day to bring a bunch of like. It was like way back in the day. You had first started. We had kind of just first started. We were like what 2 years old into this thing. And I'm like, that you were my first, like, I have to, like, go see somebody from inside the show, outside the show. And we rolled in. I met you up on Broad Street, like, dropped off a bunch of stuff. We hung out for a bit. And, like, yeah, it was – that's when it starts to kind of, like, hit home. And people don't realize, man, like, people love, and I'm sure you guys see it as much, like, they go on social media and they talk shit and they go on places and, like, you know, like, you're not actually reading this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we'll hear, you know, I'll see stuff online that people, I guess they just don't assume that I read that stuff. But, like, I read all of it, you know, it's like you're, it's your own brand, like, you know, and people will just love to go on there and talk, like, either they know you and they have no goddamn idea, or they, you know, have some, like, superior thinking over what you're doing and they have no goddamn idea, you know, but it was really, you know, everybody's just kind of a normal person. And, like, I mean, I went to Ling's wedding. Rest in peace.
I changed my wedding date because of you. Yeah. He was like, do you want to have your wedding before or after Exotica? And I was like,
why not?
No.
At Exotica, Ling?
No, I was like, no, she was trying to do it before or whatever. I was like, why are we doing Exotica, this? Like, and all of a sudden she called me back like a day later. She's like, all right, so we changed it to the next weekend. I was like,
I literally changed it so you guys can come.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
RIP wedding.
Like Dan mentioned earlier, I met Steve through Exotica, and we've lived together for like 8 years.
Platonically.
He's one of my closest friends. Yeah, it's completely platonic. He shoots the vast majority of my OnlyFans. He's part of Zero Spaces, like really all up in each other's stuff. Sometimes he's totally a dick.
And I'm sure he'd say the same thing about you.
He's currently in the doghouse.
Right.
Oh, he is.
Oh, what did Steve do? What did he do this time?
I'm gonna do my Steve Prue impersonation. Do tell.
By the way, my mom did say hi. She just texted me to say yes, I'm watching.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
White man joke that like wasn't funny.
And he tried.
Oh. I'm not gonna like ride you for it, but like not okay. Like I'm angry.
How many days ago was this?
Yesterday.
How long does it last for?
How long does one stay in the doghouse for something they said to you? That's
probably till tomorrow.
Okay.
That's fair.
No, it's two days. That's.
But then, like, you know, for a big portion of quarantine, I would get drunk and sing in a British accent. And
Holy shit! So did I.
I'm not good at singing or accents, Dan, really. Oh.
You're such a dick.
I got drunk. I started drinking.
She was like, really? Fuck you, Dan. That was not cool.
I tried to learn how to play guitar.
I got third hand. My feelings got hurt third hand.
Oh, good Lord.
So anyway, so you sing in a British accent.
So, I sing in a British accent, and it is terrible. And he has to suffer through it or put headphones on, or he has very good headphones.
Do you sing like Chumbawamba, like tub thumping?
I get knocked down and I get up again.
I make up songs about the cats.
Okay.
Come on, Eileen.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat
patrol. You have fuzzy belly. Look at that tail. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. Come on, Pixel Cat.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
The best thing is, you will appreciate this. Kathy, too, makes up songs about her dog.
How did they go, Dan? Sing them for me.
Daisy's got black lippies. And she also has another one.
Come on, everybody. Doodly. Clap along.
Like a noodle doodle song, because she calls her noodly doodly. Daisy noodle with the noodly eyes.
Beautiful.
Stuff like that.
You guys are too nice to your animals. I yell at mine. I have Butters, which I call Butts. So I just scream like Butts. And then we have a rooster named Kyle, and he's such a cock. And I'm just like, Kyle.
That makes sense.
Shut up, Kyle.
Mom, meatloaf.
Pixel started waking Steve up in the morning, but because I was gone, his claws weren't getting trimmed. So it was like increasingly dangerous to try to sleep in. Yeah. And Steve finally was like, you know, this is happening. And I'm like, okay, you have, there's like a really special, hold on. Pix! He's like, what was that? I'm like, I'm going to put in a voice memo. Just save the voice memo. It's just like agitated, where then he's like, oh, sorry.
You guys sound like a married couple. I like it. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, that's like my wife gives me the cold shoulder for a couple of days. Like, I'd come back around, get in line, like, try not to do it again. A couple of weeks later, I do the same goddamn thing again. She does, you know, it's like, it's, you know, you guys have lived long enough to, or lived together long enough that I feel like you got it kind of down.
I'm in my 52 years on this earth and failed marriages and now, you know, a good relationship. Six, yes. I'm going to give you two pieces of advice. The first, never take a laxative and a sleeping pill at the same time. Never ends well. The second is, don't go to bed angry. It's just not worth it.
No, we immediately, like, he'll be like, what is going on?
Like, I can tell. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, are you upset about something? Be like, very, very immediately.
It's probably because you expose it on random, you know, video broadcasts and podcasts, and he's in the other room listening to it. Like, so do we have a problem now? Like, is this, you know, is this where we're at?
Like, Steve had no idea he was in a doghouse.
I think also, no, he knew.
He definitely did.
You know.
By the way, you don't hang out with Stoya and not know that you're in the doghouse. Like, that's not a thing. Like, it's not like she just kind of, like, you know, passive aggressively, like, passes you off. Stoya will punch you in the face and she'll walk away. Like, that's, you know.
Which, so for Exotica, we do the thing on stage, everything you want to know about porn, but we're afraid to ask. And it's a panel of, you know, half dozen or so stars on the panel asking questions. And we actually had to put a bouncer, I think, in the front of the stage. Because one time, you always get, every city we do, every day, we get it. We get something, right? And some guys there, like, just ask something. Like, will somebody slap me in the face? And Stoya, like, jumps up and says, I will. And just walks up. And it's
was
like,
it a punch or a slap?
It was a slap, but it was like.
Are you like, sure wow. It was a slap? Because
it was a slap. It wasn't a punch.
There was the Hurricane Sandy relief auction.
Yes, there was Exotica Gives Back.
Yeah, we specifically auctioned a punch from Stoya. I think it was a punch. It might have been a slap.
Yes, we did. It was a slap, I think.
You're thinking of, and I think the other one was a slap.
For legal reasons, we're going to call it a slap.
Cool. Great. Cool. I legitimately don't recall, and I have no idea.
And that's what you say at the deposition. Yes,
I do not recall.
So I have a story that I heard about you, Stoya.
Oh.
And it was from the stage guys. And they messed up something. They admitted it. They were just recounting the story. And they felt really bad. So you could see it on their face. They're like, oh, man, we fucked up on the lights. Sorry. We messed up on the lights. And Stoya got off stage. And she started yelling at us. And we were like, like really dejected. And she was like, blah, 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 blah. And they were getting it. But she was also topless. And it was just the weirdest.
The mind
they're
fuck.
Like, we didn't know how to feel, but we were really getting, but it was our fault. And they like totally, they felt bad and they just didn't know. But
and
they
were mesmerized like, so at hot. The same time.
Yeah, they were like, but she's so hot and she was, you know, topless and she was yelling at us and it was just the weirdest.
Like apologizing with a boner at the same time.
It was just the fact they were recounting it in a very dejected way. They're like, she yelled at us topless and we deserved it. And it was amazing. Like, that was my favorite story I heard.
By the way, that shit is real, man. On the stage and stuff, like, I know we, you know, Cindy, or sorry, Rubber Doll, who is like.
Oh, that made it know. Better, Jay.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you her real name. Although I don't think it's actually her real name.
Why don't you give out her social security?
Anyways.
Yeah, where does she live?
She, like, watching the planning that goes into that stuff. Is
like,
real
your band?
Whatever.
Well, also, like, I don't want to get too like deep, dark, and personal, but I've been through a lot of therapy in the past few years, and
it was all Steve's fault.
Now I'm way less twitchy when things go awry.
Okay,
like I can cope with so going on.
That's. You know
no,
what?
But those guys totally deserved it. They knew it. They're like, no, we messed up.
Right. Like, no, it wasn't like they were saying, oh, she came at me or whatever.
Yeah, no,
it was
like, oh. They knew it and there was remorse and they were really sorry. It was just amazing. I was literally laughing. I was like, ah.
All right. Well, listen.
I have gray hairs. So I go,
you have gray hair.
Yell at them. If they deserve it, yell at
Stoya,
them.
Stoya, you're distinguished now. Look at this. Yeah. You could be like me. Like, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah,
you're wiser.
Me. By the way, it was distinguished when it was like just like right here. I saw a picture of myself from like behind the other day, and aside from like everything else I saw wrong, they're like the back of my head is white, and like this is now turning white, and I'm like, either like I go like a Polly Walnuts like way, or I just turn into an old man with white hair. Like that's
Polly Walnuts. I like it.
You like that? All right. Well, Dan, you know what else you like? I'm gonna move on to We got a little segment here we like to call Weekly Update with Jay Handy. It is a well-sourced, completely non-biased news stories and all that good stuff. I've had a little bit too much to drink, so I'm just going to try and keep my way through this. But, Dan, wait till you see this setup. I'm in the studio now. Look at this. I got a whole background. Anyways, so I got a few stories that, you know, made
our
this week.
Dollars hard at work, people.
It was the $96 that we've collected from Exotica TV. By the way,
you told me it was only 88.
Bitcoin's up a bunch, so we're making. We took all of our earnings and moved it into Bitcoin, so we're going to be billionaires soon.
Bitcoin
anyways,
T-shirts. We're on a roll.
I'm gonna rifle out some stories for you guys. Hopefully, they don't scare you too much. So, story number one: Oakland's notoriously aggressive turkey captured by wildlife experts. Posing as a frail woman. So apparently in Oakland, there's been an issue with this like overly aggressive turkey. Now, the idea that there's a turkey in Oakland, kind of weird. The fact that this turkey actually attacks frail women, and that's why they dressed this person like that, even weirder. Apparently, it's been going on for a couple of months when the problem started, when the wildlife experts ended up capturing this thing. They dressed as a frail woman. They lured it, then they netted it, and they dragged it outside of like the city like limits or whatever. So they like moved over to the next county and they dropped it, and they were like, fuck it, it's your problem now, right?
Well, did the frail women deserve it?
I think she was dressed up as a frail
woman.
They
deserve it like the stage guys.
Yeah
like sometimes they deserve it. I'm just saying.
All right, well,
stage guys deserved it
anyways. Another one. Here's your second story, and I'm gonna send you guys this picture because I want you to see it.
By the way, you guys can't see it, but here's Jay's like professional looking background right now. It's so cool.
Oh wow.
So anyways, so story number two. There was a puppy born in Italy with green fur. A green puppy. Think about this. Like, you know how much money you could get for a green puppy? Anyways, Italian farmer welcomed a litter of 5 dogs earlier this month. And one of the puppies stood out among the rest. This thing was green. So apparently it gave birth to 4 other dogs and with white fur. And this one turned out green. It's like a mixed breed or whatever, which doesn't explain why it had green fur. Apparently they believe that the pigmentation was from like this weird chemical thing that it had, that the mom had in its womb that like got into this one dog. Actually, you know what? I didn't show the people here. Here we go. So it's not overly green. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, what
like,
kind of green?
You
is
know,
it like a Viridian
it's like,
green?
But it's
or is it like
an
olive
obvious
green?
Like shade. I just texted it to you, Ling. It's in your Skype messages. It's like, you know, not crazy green. But it's green enough that if you had a bunch of white dogs, it would seem really
weird. So I have two practical questions at this time.
Go for it.
So the first thing is, does it not remind you of the red deer, the pink deer at Exotica, New Jersey?
Yes, that was...
During Superstore Sandy,
yep.
The convention center area flooded out.
And there was a factory there that made pink dye.
And red it, dye. And red it got dye. In the water, and there were pink deer running around
it,
the fucking
It dyed all the wildlife
there.
Pink in the
So place. That's one question. The second thing is... Soya.
Less of a question, more of a statement. Anyways, go ahead.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What would be your song... For a green dog.
Hey, green dog. Hey, green dog.
Same who are you? Being green, especially when that's not a thing. And it's hard to be weird, just like those pink ears.
Nice.
That was impressive.
Yes. On the right. Spot.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right, next up. And this one, I mean, I'm sorry, and we try not to be like overtly political in some of this stuff, but I gotta say this. So President Trump's Twitter account was accessed by a security expert who guessed the password. Can you guess? He said it took him five tries.
Pussy 69.
Close, but not quite.
Ivanka 69.
Stormy 69.
MAGA 2020.
Oh,
so bro. This Dutch security researcher says he accessed President Trump's I'm not even giving his Twitter handle. Anyways, straight up guessed that it was MAGA 2020. So this guy is a security expert. He went in five tries later. He fucking pulled this. This guy doesn't even he's the president of the United States. This is a guy that gave Hillary Clinton shit for her emails and for using a whatever server, unsecured server. This guy didn't have two-factor authentication on his Twitter handle. And it was fucking MAGA 2020. Think about that. This is the guy that has a goddamn fucking briefcase next to him that can blow shit up. And his password on Twitter is MAGA 2020. You want to talk about security? Holy shit. Anyways, terrified me.
Ling, what is the password to your email account?
MAGA 2020.
Your mom 2020.
Your mom 2020. All right. So, four stories. Scientists drive tiny robot around inside living butthole.
That's good. Is it for colon?
So, it sounds interesting, right? Its inventors say that a living colon is, quote-unquote, rough terrain. Apparently, for a world's first, a team of scientists at Purdue University built a tiny microbot that can be operated inside a colon of a living animal. The robot itself is only as wide as a few human hairs and navigates the colon's environment by essentially doing backflips.
How big is this person's colon?
I mean, dude, no, it said two hairs. I mean,
I was thinking it was one of those monkeys you see at the mall on the little platform and the kiosk or whatever that just keeps flipping around.
They've tried this so far on mice and pigs. The goal is to one day allow these little machines to deliver drug payloads to different parts of patients' bodies, greatly enhancing their effects. So
I thought it would be just smuggle.
So, this thing, it's like us going to the moon and then going to Mars, right? So initially we went to the moon, they're just up in the colon, we're going to put some footprints here. We'll see how this goes. And now, after they do the whole, colon footprint thing, then they go to Mars, right? Does this make more sense to you, Dan? Am I breaking it down enough?
I know what you're saying. Okay. I'm not a fucking child. Don't talk to me like that.
All right. We're moving on. And I like to end this.
The second most insulting thing that somebody said to me this week, other than Ling making fun of my dead mom.
I'm so. It was such a horrible human
being.
Mom, okay?
Such a horrible human being. Anyways, number five. I like to leave it without any description. It doesn't really need description. I just read the headline, and we'll go from there. 5-year-old daughter mistakes mom's lube for hand sanitizer, takes it to school. There you go. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a weekend update with Jay Handy. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will.
It's a family show.
Soya's going to have a song for weekly update. She's going to write your theme song, Jay.
Dun, dun, dun. You know what, Soya? I'm okay with you doing the theme song.
She's like doing a little chair dance when she does it. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, Soya, I got to make sure we get your plugs in here because we're nearing the end of our little run here. One of the things we wanted to talk about was Fleshlight.
Yeah. So
we don't want to talk about that.
This company called Fleshlight molded the outside of my vulva and the outside of my butthole.
Okay.
Vagina.
Yeah. And they built special inside textures that are apparently pleasing. I don't know. I don't have a penis, so I don't actually get to experience these.
Dan, there's only one person on this four-way chat that stuck their penis in one of those things. So, Dan, did you try one? You haven't tried one.
I couldn't bring myself to be that desperate to try.
Tegan and I did it one time.
And you know what he did with his Fleshlight, Stoya? Of Tegan? It wasn't a Stoya the Destroyer one, because that's the name of your Fleshlight, correct?
Nice.
But you know what Jay did with said Tegan after he ejaculated in it? He put it in the dishwasher.
Oh.
It's not what you should do. Well, it's more about the drying, I think, than the actual, like, dishwashing side of it.
Did it melt?
No, it came out. My glasses melted.
He put his glasses in it. That's a whole nother dishwasher.
Yeah, I have dishwasher issues.
Luckily, when the kids were dirty, he didn't put them in the dishwasher. He used to have a beagle.
So Stoya, Fleshlight, the destroyer. And
yeah, you want to let it air dry properly.
Yes, you do.
Any sex toy, you know, and same as like, you know, when you're finished with a sexual interaction with a partner, you might bring them something to wipe off with. Like, you want to care for these.
And then you take your sexual partner and you let them dry on your shoe rack.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Or standard
damp,
up
wet towels are the best. Yes, just saying.
This is what I do.
Wet washcloths are amazing. So Fleshlight. I hear they're fun to put your penis in.
Dude, they're awesome. They literally, they're pretty amazing.
Jay should be a spokesman.
So, you know, they're amazing. The only thing that you got to get over is the afterthought. Right?
The
like,
shame.
No, so it's not that. It's like, so every guy, like, you know, listen, guys know before you ever make a big decision, you masturbate. Like, that is just a given. Like, before you ever make a life changing decision, you should always masturbate. And because at the end, it will tell you whether or not you are about to make a good decision.
That is sound advice. I've never really thought about that, but that's
always
very sound.
It's exactly what I did before I came on the show.
Thank you very much. So
you chose wrong.
It was so I got a Fleshlight. It was kind of weird because it's a friend of ours. But I was like, I just kind of put that out, you know, put it out of my mind. And
Stoya's
like, you
a
know,
bit pissed that it wasn't
whatever.
Stoya, the destroyer.
You know what? We didn't get one of yours, Stoya. Not that I would have picked you on purpose because that would be creepy. But like, you know, anyways. So we got this thing and like, it's amazing. It is honestly, like as far as like a guy, like solo toy, whatever. It's the greatest toy out there. Like it just.
I actually did try a Fleshlight when they very first.
Oh, now
came
you're
out.
Gonna claim it.
No, I did. It didn't have signature models yet when they first came out, and I was the editor at Genesis magazine. They used to, you know, people used to send all sorts of shit for review, and you know, had to write about it.
So you reviewed it.
It's work.
Let me try this or whatever. And you know what? It went on my dick, and I'm just there like, this is the most ridiculous thing. I'm like looking at myself holding this big chunky plastic case thing. And it's like, this isn't, I could do this. I don't need two hands.
No, it is. It gives you like, you know what it is? It's like, listen, like guys masturbate very utilitarianly. Like is that a word? Utilitarianly? I don't know. Yes. Anyways,
no.
It is like, it's not necessarily something that you want to do. It's something you got to do. Right. And so, you know, oftentimes like there's just like certain upkeep, but then there are the times where like, you know, you're home alone. Got nothing else to do. Maybe like smoked a joint. You're like, I'm going to make a situation of this. Like this isn't just me, like how I get my feet out of bed. It's like, this is me. Like, you know, I this is me time now. And
but
so
he's the same person. The second he checks into a hotel, I'll be out in a minute. We might have a meeting to go to or something. And you know what he's doing. And he's there like, yep, just jerked off into a towel.
Every time. I walk into a hotel room, I claim my space. Like, what can I say? I mean, it's just kind of like.
But then he shares it with me.
So definitely check out Stoya's Destroyer.
That's what I'm saying.
From
so
these Destroy,
yeah.
Reviews,
yeah.
It's definitely going to be amazing.
So
you have a dick.
What do you know about the inside? Like, how do they pick the, like.
Textures
of it.
I don't know, but mine has these little pointed nubbins that look sort of like fangs, but they're apparently quite pleasant.
Nubbins.
Fangs.
Nubbins. Fang nubbins. I like it.
Oh, I don't think I like that now.
I'm gonna call,
Ting. Oh my god. Ling, I'm gonna call you Nubbins from now on.
Nubbins. That's Ling's name.
Yep. We're going
all those in favor say aye.
Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
Aye. Opposed?
Fine.
None. Nobody.
Pixel.
I dub Nubbins.
I always called her Fling Fling. Now I'm going to go to Nubbins. Yep. Nubbins.
Nubbins.
Yep.
Nubbins.
Oh, man. What
else are you doing? What is the other thing you're doing, Stoya? The website?
there's zero spaces in OnlyFans, and so OnlyFans is mostly solo nude photographs, the occasional like super soft tease video that's really short.
See, what's cool about Stoya's OnlyFans that's probably a lot or different from a lot of people than a lot of people is the fact that you have a live-in professional photographer there with you to do these things. Like, you're not like on some weird tripod trying to like get a leg up and, you know, whatever. It's like your shit is right and your shit is tight.
If there weren't nudity guidelines, I would be showing you. I am so proud of this picture of my butthole.
Wait, you're not allowed to show pictures of your butthole on OnlyFans?
No, on our show.
Oh, on our show. Okay. I was like... Yeah.
No, it's for OnlyFans. Okay. And Zero Spaces, which is like, you know, frankly, it's a little strange. It's experimental.
Yep.
I'm having a great time with it. So if you want to see me having a great time, start there.
Just continue down the road.
Yeah, if you like thinking about sex, you might find some interesting stuff. If you're curious about sex work, like we talk about it some there. And we're about to be releasing in the next issue, we're starting with educational content.
Nice. From,
like weird stuff. Like how you take a bra off of another person.
Dude, that's not weird. That's like that's some 101 shit right there.
It's like crucial and nobody discusses it anywhere. A dental dam. What is one and how do you use it? Like really important, useful stuff.
I have an idea for an article. And it goes, so what is the proper etiquette? So after post-coital, when the load is wherever it is, who should get up and get the towel?
The guy or whoever is doing the load.
Okay.
Whoever doesn't have the load on them.
Thank you.
That's the right answer.
Yes.
Right answer.
Yes, yes.
Whoever's actually able to get up without it falling onto the bed sheets or the floor.
Thank you.
It's a practical cleanliness issue. This is not a political feminism, anything.
Nope. No, this is a simply.
No, that was great.
I want to make sure. You were wrong, Ling. Wrong.
No, I was right, though, but she just worded it better.
No, you said him.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, that's assuming she's got the load.
Ling's always getting the load shot on her.
Yeah, that's
me.
Like personal history showed up there.
Yep.
Which sorry.
Yep.
It's totally.
We know now, Tyler. We know. We know how this works.
I'm doing my column for Slate.
We'll call you in 9 months.
Stop and be like, wait, am I thinking about this from more than one angle, or is this just like reacting based on my lived experience? Like, you, especially with sex stuff, it's really easy to just
No, and that's why you worded it like really appropriately and totally on all fronts.
It's almost like she's done
so
this
I'm
before.
I'm sorry.
Ling, so sorry. I've been giving you some shit, and I'm sorry for it. You know I love
Dan's
you.
Dan just gets drunk.
I'm just a dick. I just got a buzz on right now, and I'm really fucking high. But so I'm amazed because while we were doing this show, look what Ling created behind her.
Oh, what did I do? Did I mess up? All right.
No, okay. No, that's fucking. You're like, like you're like the fucking Asian, the cute Asian Bob Ross of erotic art.
Do you like my pasties? They're magnum.
I love those pasties so much.
What is Jay's going to pee? I think, but so what? First off, what is that piece? What is that piece called?
I'm going to get my Rocky bottle.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I haven't titled it yet. This was just the painting that I started, the first happy hour that I did, and then I haven't touched it since. So I was like, oh, I should work on it now.
Oh, really?
Because so right now I'm working on an elk. So.
And it's like fucking amazing, like what you do.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
Like, look, here's what I drew as we were doing this.
Oh, that's great.
It is. I don't know what it is.
Is that Jay?
It could be Jay. It could be me. I really don't know. It could be.
He has Ross, question marks for ears.
It could be Ross Perot. I don't know. But that's what I drew, and that's what Ling drew.
Between you and Jay, who's the better listener?
Out of me and Jay, better listener. Probably
Dan.
Neither of us.
Sorry.
I think it probably is me because he does talk a little bit more than me.
You because there's ears for question marks for ears.
Oh, I just, you know what? That was very abstract, and I didn't realize I'd do that. Jay, how's it going? Miss my art, Jay.
That's actually pretty good, Dan. You should make t-shirts.
We should make some t-shirts out of it. And you know what? So, and Jay, good segue.
That's what I'm talking about, Dan.
Limerence is one of our shirts, and then we're going to have
Limerence. Look, dude, by the way, this is actually my favorite printed shirt. This thing,
I can't wait till we have
Link, how good did it come out?
And may I say, can I say the model for that is Mika Lovely, and she is amazing, and she has modeled for a few of mine, and I can't wait to paint Stoya.
That's gonna be the next shirt.
Do you ever picture the Stoya shirt?
Go with you on Zero Spaces, but we'll email about that later.
Do I have a picture of the Stoya
shirt? So we've got our next round. So right now we have, as far as adult stars go, we got Brandy Love and we got Tara Patrick and Ray of Sunshine and Jillian Jansen, and we can't wait. We weren't able to get it out in this first round, but we got this dope fucking picture of Stoya.
You're
wearing Kathy's boots.
I am wearing Kathy's boots. And we weren't able to get it out in time because I'm now a princess.
She had things to do.
She's got lawyers. And I had to talk to her lawyers and get all legal and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, if anything goes sideways, they're going to be really mad at me for just signing something. So,
dude,
they were cool.
Good for you. That's actually... Yeah. Smart.
Cool. I may pretend I had a hard.
Oh, here you go.
I had a law degree from Harvard.
We got this. Here you go.
Therefore,
there you go.
Herewith.
So,
whereby.
I put it
whereby.
Up.
Whereas by.
Let's herein see. Known as.
Yes, I like
you guys
that.
Can see that. Yeah, it's dope. It, you know, the beautiful thing is Stoya is like a clean slate. Like, you can make Stoya whatever you want to make Stoya, whether she goes like full Ren Faire, like she was talking about earlier. I mean, like, you can literally go in, like, every direction.
Steve is so excited to put, like, thou hast found my knickers.
By the way, not to extend this thing too far, but, like, I went to a Ren Faire for the first time, like, 3 or 4 years ago. We were driving by it on the way back from Hershey Park out in PA. And it was the fucking coolest thing that I've ever done. Like, you roll into this place, it's just people walking around drinking with like big meat on sticks and bones and like whatever. They got little shops you can buy cigars.
They call
I'm like
a wench.
Hanging out. They have like royalty there. They like walk through and they get like, you know, paraded through. I mean, they've jousting. I actually said to like a bunch of my buddies here in the city, I was like,
it sounds like your Friday night.
We need to
sword
like
fighting.
Dude, I mean, if Fish was playing, we'd be down.
And sword fights.
Ted.
Is Ted there?
Ted is sitting right in front of me. He's my live studio audience. He can't hear you.
Ted.
Well, he'll hear you in about 12 seconds.
Oh, he's actually watching the broadcast.
So he's got work to do.
Nice.
Not naked.
Nope.
Yesterday.
Not naked.
Famous no. Steve Prue, Team Rockstar, Polaroids. Those Polaroids are famous.
Yeah. You know what I've got? I've gotten Polaroid images from Steve Prue. I have not gotten a Fangling Lee painting.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
It's sad.
It's going to guilt you enough.
I'm already two months behind on this fucking elf.
And by the way,
sorry. Am I not supposed to curse?
And he's still behind me. No, you can curse all you want to. He's still.
Yeah. And you're for life.
That's right. Her and my wife are like Chinese buddies. So they just, you know.
They talk alike.
Oh, dude, they're like exactly opposite and exactly identical all at the same time. Like, that's the best way that I could describe my wife and Link. So.
No, we have the immigrant parents in common. Yeah. And even though hers are different, but not like her mom, your wife's mom also sang opera, but Chinese opera. Mine does Italian opera, and he doesn't know Italian. Anyway,
I love Chinese.
He doesn't know Italian. If you know Ling's dad, you know that he doesn't actually need to know Italian to be able to sing it.
No, I know Pagliacci because of him, and he doesn't even know. You know, he knows what it's about. Whatever.
There's way too much culture on the show for me.
Seriously, we're moving on.
I know. Sorry.
We're supposed to be talking about buttholes.
My only experience with Chinese opera was Jay and I were in Miami eating dinner at the restaurant at the hotel before the show began. and we're sitting there eating, and there was some guy at another fucking table with his fucking phone on there as he's eating, blasting it, whatever he was watching.
He was watching like some Spanish like TV show that was just, he had it turned all the way up, sitting by himself in a restaurant. There was like a bunch of people sitting around him like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, but you're just not trying to like raise hell. So, you want me to finish it, Dan, or are you going to keep going?
I decided I
knew how I could counteract that. I searched Chinese opera on YouTube. And yeah, turned it all the way up. And Dan and I are like, we smoked and we were high out of our minds. We were sitting there. I put this thing on the table facing this guy and just hit it to play as loud. And if anybody doesn't know what Chinese opera sounds like, it's very similar to... Oh, no, it's insanely loud and piercing and like... you know, listen, I'm a middle-aged white guy from the United States.
Are you Googling Chinese opera right now?
She really is. So
it was really good with tone.
But it was perfect because this guy looked over at us and realized by us being as much of an asshole as that guy was. Wait, there. That's that piercing sound. Yeah, that sounds about right. So this guy, it took him about 5 seconds to realize, like, we were riffing on him. And it was like, there was like a silent applause throughout the restaurant. Like, once this guy actually, because he stopped, he turned it off. So, yeah.
Golf claps.
Kathy just texted me a thing that there's a place in New York right now in the East Village called Stoned Pizza.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
They probably have like ham and pineapple on it or something. Anyway, Jay,
segue.
It's become the end of our show, Jay, I believe.
I believe it has.
It is a happy hour and 17 minutes-ish.
I believe
and
it is.
Mike, tell everybody where they can find you online and where they can get some of your artwork.
I'm everywhere at Fangling Lee, my whole name. Just Instagram, I've been doing a lot of business through Instagram. I haven't updated my website in a minute. So just hit me up on Instagram.
And you know what? And you could not hit us up on Instagram because our account is fucking gone. If anybody can get Exotica back, $2,000, the entire Mr. Zilla t-shirt line, including the one that's going to be coming out from Stoya. And
Dan will blow you.
I was going to say, I mean...
Nah, but Ling will also email
fine, hand job.
Insult of your mom, and Stoya will slap you in the face. But until she does, Stoya, remind everybody where they can find you online.
Fleshlight.com/Stoya, zerospaces.com, hellostoya.com, and Twitter and Instagram at
Stoya. And OnlyFans, Stoya.
OnlyFans.com.
You literally are the least amount of characters I've ever typed into somebody's social media stuff. Like, no, it's...
Can't have my name. Sometimes you have to have 6 characters in a name.
Interesting. Dude, by the way, congrats on getting Stoya on Instagram and keeping Stoya on Instagram.
Before we go, I have a heartwarming story. 2 heartwarming stories. I'll make them brief.
You're gonna tell us you're gonna get us our Instagram page back.
Sadly no.
Okay. So anyways, it's been good to see everybody. No. Go ahead. Go for it.
On Instagram, and the person who had Stoya was like, hey, I'm a fan of yours, and I just took it because it was available.
Do you want it?
Do you want to have it? And he just gave it to me.
No shit.
Wow.
That's really nice. Good.
There are good people in the world.
Yeah. Someone requested that you follow me, and I still do to this day, and every time I see one of his posts in my feed, I like it. He does like triathlons.
No shit.
Yeah, and the other thing is one time I went to Turkey and I Instagrammed a picture of a street cat in Istanbul and freaking Turkish CNN reported on it. And I wake up the next day and my Instagram is full of DMs, pictures.
Okay.
From Turkish men. And tap to load.
So the tin cure just kicked in.
Congratulations, Stoya. You won.
So what was it? Was it like a whole different world?
It was a picture of a cat.
Yeah.
Of your cat?
No.
Okay. Cat. Because that would have been creepy.
No, and then the next one was a picture of their house cat. And then the next one was a selfie with a cat. It was over 100 Turkish men DMing me pictures of them with cats.
Better than dicks, right?
It was so freaking cute.
I should Instagram more street cats. Come to Philly. We got plenty of them.
Well, to this day, who send me like a weekly cat update. It's awesome.
So strange.
Turkish cats.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Well, hashtag pussy pics.
Yep.
There you go. Hashtag pussy pics. P-I-X-X-X.
For cats. Yeah.
No, don't use three X's. We learned that one the hard way. You'll get shut down. All right. Well, listen.
Hey, this was more enjoyable than I thought it was, and I'm really happy that. See,
so that's why you know.
Hold on.
I have a very low expectations.
No, I have. That's I'm an up. Introvert, and I'm just.
Because the mushrooms
like this,
just
I
kicked
have
in.
Pressure.
No, it's so. You know what? Honestly, you guys, like we do this show every week. It's always really interesting to like have new people on and you know do our thing here. I was super excited to be able to hang out with you too because you guys have been around for a decade doing this stuff. Plus, you know we've
our family.
Yeah, we've gotten to a point that like you know the weird wacky family that we have. You know we all have like you know Stoya and I always had our Philly connection. Ling, we have our connection. You know, Dan, I don't even know you. Look at me.
Our wives
no,
love you.
It really. And so we were really excited to have you guys on. So thank you so much
for
coming.
Well, and Stoya and I have our used to smoke connection.
Yeah.
That's when I would hang out.
See, I used to smoke.
It was always out front of the convention center. Stoya's in her jacket. And, you know.
I love that jacket.
It's not a jacket.
It died.
It died?
The sleeves fell off. I was so cold the next winter, and then at this vintage store, I found like an affordable new one, but it's brown. It's understated.
Because this one was definitely not.
Because Prue can get out of the doghouse and get you a new fucking jacket with sleeves.
Ooh, I like this. All right, well, listen, but before we go, I will mention Mr. Zilla one more time. I also was pointed out by John Beach that the scroller down below has had the wrong date on it for the last hour and 15 minutes. So I have taken the promo code end date off. If you use the promo code happy hourish on MrZilla.com, 20% off anything that you buy there. Pick up Ling shirt that I got on now. That, by the way, dope.
Limerence.
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 Limerence. And
I don't even know how to pronounce.
And then in the near future, you'll be able to catch Stoya's stuff on there. You guys, it's just been awesome to be able to catch up with you. Now, Ted and I are going to go watch fish out on the roof deck. So, with Dan Levy from Hot Movies from back in the day. So we got like the whole crew.
I'm going to go cook some New York strips with my kid. I think.
Kids, it was really nice speaking and seeing all of you.
Kids are overrated.
It really was.
Steve in a British accent.
All right, well, go out there. You know what, Stoya?
All name is Steve. Prue,
what I would say
is
instead of waiting until tomorrow to forgive Steve, life is short. Go forgive Steve tonight, okay? Give him a big roommate hug. Tell him it was for Jay and,
call,
from
call
Jay
over,
and Dan.
Come over to you, Stoya.
And
we want to see this.
No, we're not going there. He's over the corner. There Steve. He is.
Steve.
See Steve.
Steve, we want to hear you apologize for Stoya for being a dick.
If you say you're sorry, Stoya will accept. We're just going to move on past this.
I saw the error of my ways.
I just need like the cooling off period.
There you go.
You've cooled off. You're fucking high as fuck right now. What better time is it to freaking forgive him? Oh, look, she's going to go give Steve a hug.
Drunker Stone comes into my room because she's bored.
Aww.
And she'll start singing in an accent. Stoya has more talents than most people, two of which are not singing in accents.
I disagree.
We're gonna agree to disagree.
Y'all don't live with her, and she doesn't come running into your room while you're trying to edit pictures of her.
Well, and dude, I'm not the one who moved in with her.
Which sounds like an Australian drunken bar owner trying to do an English
the best
accent.
Part was the moment where I look up and I go, "Wait, is this racist?"
And I had to point out that she was a white lady impersonating a white lady impersonating a white lady. It was just bad, not.
It's amazing.
Steve, why do you got to bring color into it?
Racist.
Says the middle-aged white guy.
Xenophobe.
Oh man. Well, all I gotta say is, Steve, I think we accept your apology on Stoya's behalf.
Thank you, Counselor.
You're very welcome.
You better be nice to her, Steve, because she will crush you with her powerful feet.
Yes, her toes can crush skulls.
Powerful feet. Yes.
Look at those things. Oh my God, they've grown fur since we last saw them.
This thing's gone completely sideways.
So we went off the rails. It's because
for me and my hammered friends, Jay, Stoya, and Ling, and even Prue and Cindy, whoever you are. We promise.
Oh, don't forget Ted. Ted's our live studio audience.
Ted, our live studio audience. Your mom, Jay. My dead mom. I miss you, Mom.
Oh, that's so nice.
Goodbye. Ling's Chinese opera singing dad, and everybody else in between. Thank you very much for joining us, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll be back next Friday. Go to MrZilla.com. Go to Exotica.tv. Go to ExoticaExpo.com to find out when we're hopefully doing a fucking show again.
Don't even bother. Check back in January.
Wear your fucking mask. Don't forget to vote if you haven't done so already. And stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.